The Wall Street Journal reports today that Attorney General John Ashcroft has told government lawyers to report on federal judges who hand out soft sentences. The order was contained in an internal memo that was circulated last week. It also tells government lawyers to appeal those sentences more often if they are too low. It's all part of the Justice Department's plan to implement a measure known as the Feeney Amendment. The legislation was adopted by Congress in April to bring judges more in line with strict sentencing guidelines. Joining us now is Michael O'Neill. He teaches law at George Mason University and is a member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. And as I understand, you're stuck in traffic on the Beltway?
Well, not exactly stuck in traffic, rather. For some reason, I seem to have had an electronic problem with my car, and it stopped. So I'm sitting here on the Beltway.
And waiting, I hope, for a tow truck.
Waiting for a tow truck.
Well, if it arrives, we'll accept your excuse for having to duck out early. But first of all, remind us, what's the Feeney Amendment?
The Feeney Amendment was adopted, and it contains a number of different provisions. Among those provisions was an attempt to decrease the number of downward departures in federal sentencing in an effort to ensure the uniformity of sentencing across the United States.
And downward departures means too soft.
Well, downward departures doesn't necessarily mean too soft. What downward departures mean are sentences that somehow deviate from the prescribed sentencing guidelines.
And why did Congress feel this particular law was needed?
Well, I think that there was some concern expressed that the number of downward departures that judges were engaging in had risen fairly significantly over the last little while, and that there was some concern that there was greater disparity in sentencing than perhaps Congress wanted.
As I understand it, Congressman Feeney has said that he did not write this. He was fronting for the Department of Justice, as many congressmen do. They're presented legislation drawn up by somewhere in the executive branch. Of course, it still has to be passed by Congress.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I think that the Department of Justice obviously had this as a principal concern, and the department worked very closely with people on the Hill to ensure that this legislation would be enacted.
Well, Congress, when it passed that legislation, gave the Justice Department 90 days to come up with a plan to implement it, and I guess that's what we're hearing about today, right?
I think that's correct. The Attorney General has promulgated guidelines to ensure that federal prosecutors operate consistently, whether they're in the Southern District of New York, which is Manhattan, or the District of Wisconsin.
We're speaking with Michael O'Neill, a member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, the Sentencing Commission is a body that was also created by Congress, and it was given 120 days to respond. What's the role of the U.S. Sentencing Commission?
The United States Sentencing Commission adopts sentencing guidelines for all federal courts throughout the United States. Essentially, we promulgate the rules and guidelines that enable judges to sentence individual criminal defendants. The purpose of the sentencing guidelines was primarily to decrease disparity from one district to another.
And that's what Attorney General Ashcroft is seeking to do as well, right?
Yeah. What Attorney General Ashcroft is seeking to do, I think, is to ensure that federal prosecutors, regardless of where they may be located, are consistently enforcing federal law.
Now, there are a lot of federal judges, including the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who feels that all of these sentencing guidelines place undue restrictions on what a judge is paid to do.
Well, there's been, since the actual adoption in 1984 of the Sentencing Reform Act and the subsequent creation of the United States Sentencing Commission, there's been a good deal of concern about whether the sentencing guidelines themselves trench too greatly upon judicial authority. What's interesting, of course, is that Congress, as the chief legislative body in the United States, has always had the authority to set sentencing policy, to set mandatory minimums, for example, or mandatory maximum sentences. It delegated certain of that authority to the Sentencing Commission to come up with uniform federal guidelines.
Well, here's a quote from the Wall Street Journal article today. The Justice Department is telling us that every defendant should be treated in the same way, that there should be no flexibility to deal with individuals. That, according to U.S. District Judge John Martin Jr. of Manhattan, who announced his resignation from the bench in June, citing the undue restrictions.
Certainly, I think that some judges feel like that the sentencing guidelines themselves create too little leeway to take into account the individual factors for each defendant. That although we like to treat in the law like cases alike, in fact there are differences among defendants, and judges would like to have a certain amount of flexibility to take into account those differences. I think what Attorney General Ashcroft is hoping to do is, in part, what Congress wanted to do when it adopted the sentencing guidelines, and that's to ensure that federal law is uniformly and consistently enforced regardless of where you may be in the United States. That's a laudable goal. The concern initially about the guidelines was that, for example, judges were using improper reasons to sentence defendants differently. For example, that white-collar offenders were being treated much less severely than so-called blue-collar offenders, or that perhaps African-American defendants were being treated more severely than white or other ethnic defendants. And so I think that the goals of the sentencing guidelines, to make sure that federal law was being uniformly enforced and that no untoward characteristics were being taken into account in sentencing, was a good one.
Now, the part of the memo that asks federal prosecutors around the country to monitor what judges in their districts are doing and identify those who are deviating down, as you say, John Conyers, the Democrat from Michigan, the Judiciary Committee's senior Democrat, said through a spokesman, again, this is from the Wall Street Journal article, John Ashcroft seems to think Washington, D.C. can better determine a fair sentence than a judge who heard the case or the prosecutor who tried it. The effort by DOJ to compile an enemies list of judges it feels are too lenient is scary, to say the least.
Well, I think that there's always a good deal of concern in the sense that you want to ensure that criminal law is being enforced uniformly regardless of where you may be. I think you've also got to allow a certain amount of play in the joints for the system because there are certainly regional differences that emerge. The feeling about, you know, 5 grams of crack cocaine if you're in Manhattan is different than the way a judge and a jury and a prosecutor and a defender may feel about that same amount of cocaine if you're, say, in the middle of Iowa, in the middle district for Iowa. So regional differences are always going to play some sort of a role in sentencing. And I think those sorts of issues, generally U.S. attorneys and local defense bar have to take into account and have to be sensitive to.
We just have a few seconds left, and I just wanted to ask, the Sentencing Commission has not, as I understand it, come out with its response to the Feeney Amendment as yet. What are you planning to do?
Well, the Sentencing Commission, of course, has some requirements in terms of reporting about what the judges are doing, about the number of departures that are occurring. We keep track as a routine matter of all departures that occur, both upward departures and downward departures both. We're required to report and to give that, provide that information to Congress. In fact, one of the most important things that the United States Sentencing Commission does is to provide Congress with the information that it needs in order to promulgate, you know, hopefully sensible sentencing policy.
Michael O'Neill, thank you very much for talking with us, and I hope that tow truck arrives shortly.
Boy, me too.
Michael O'Neill, a member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission, a professor of law at George Mason University in Alexandria, Virginia, speaking to us from the infamous Washington Beltway, where he was stranded and waiting for some help from emergency vehicles. In Washington, thankfully not on the Beltway, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.